Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So, Paul and Jor, and we have a burning question for you. Does your significant other, does your spouse check your shoes after you come in the house to make sure that you're wearing indoor shoes and that you, for God's sake, did not bring your outdoor shoes into the house? I didn't know this was a thing, but lately my wife, Lori, my wife of 37 years, but it's become more of a thing lately, is, hey, take off your shoes. Leave them in the mudroom and, you know, change into something else to walk around the house.
But she has a good reason, right? There's a study to back this up.
Well, for her, I think it was more just tracking mud and possibly dog poop into the house, right? And we have some carpets and be nice not to have dog poop in your nice living room carpet. I can't imagine that would be a feature. That would be a good thing. But now there's new studies that suggest that the indoor air quality is affected by what you have on the bottom of your shoes when you come back inside the house. Just from walking around on the lawn, pesticides, chemicals on your lawn, but especially on the streets, oils, contaminants, weird chemicals, man-made chemicals that for many people might be harmless, but for people that are immunocompromised, maybe have some sort of a respiratory disease, even asthma, that they could be more at risk. Just the stuff on the bottom of your shoes, over time, it builds up. And I know, you know, most of us clean our floors and vacuum, and that gets most of it. But it did make me think about what I'm tracking into the house. This is not an issue for you, right, Jor?
Of course it is. Yeah, well, that's why we have a mudroom. That's why when we moved to this house, I wanted to make a big mudroom so I never see dirty shoes, their backpacks, whatever, in the kitchen, which, of course, still happens. But, like, if the kids or someone casual or they're having friends are coming over, they'll usually enter through the mudroom, through the garage, and they'll take off their shoes. you know, weave a carpet in there, wipe off your feet, take off your shoes, and come in the house. But, like, if I'm having a dinner party or if I'm having grown-ups over that enter through the front door, I don't always make them take their shoes off. You know, if somebody dressed up to come to my house, I'm not going to make them walk around in their stocking feet. So, again, we have a rug by the front entrance. They can wipe their feet and come in the house, and they don't have to take it off. But, you know, that's for a party or for, you know, an event, something like that. But certainly the kids and I and handsome husband, we take our shoes off when we come in the house. And that's especially in this season because it's brutal and it's muddy and it's miserable with, you know, the wet and the melting. So certainly this season is definitely time to take it off. But I get it. And for lots of cultures, it's a respect thing. In the Asian cultures, as David was explaining to us earlier, you have another set of shoes that are your indoor right. shoes, or your host or hostess will have another set of shoes, slippers or whatnot, that you can wear in their home. And you mentioned also in the Arab cultures that, you know, showing the bottom of your shoes or throwing a shoe at somebody is a very big insult.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But this study, I mean, it talked about cancer-causing toxins from asphalt yeah. road residue. Stuff I'd never thought about. You know, you're walking around on the highways and on the sidewalks, and you don't know what you're stepping into. I think most of us, you know, are worried about dog poop, and rightfully so. But it's some of the other, I think, the man-made chemicals that are a bigger problem. Usually when people come over, we ask them to take their pants off. They can leave their shoes on.
Oh, yeah. That's what some of the texters say, and we've been yeah. asking for your calls and your texts at 651, is it 461-9226? Is that our yes. number, David? Yeah, 651-461-9226. Some of your texts are pretty funny. I get it in the bad winter months, snow, wet pavement, gravel, take off your shoes, or ask the host their preference. But what's next? Take off your clothes?
Yes.
Well, I guess if you're invited to Douglas.
Slippery slope.
People walk in oil, mud, gum, etc., shoes off in the house. And most of the texters say, take the shoes off. Take the shoes off. Absolutely. Again, this person, that was about the finished comment. Sorry about that. Let's see. We leave our shoes on a tray inside the front door. I think I mentioned that before.
Yeah.
I've heard some people say that the only time you take your shoes off is in the house is when you shower. Now, those are very clean, clean people. And one of my favorite texts from earlier today said that, now I'm going to lose it. Hold on one sec. Oh, my niece has a sign inside her front door that says, unless you are Jesus or George Strait, take off your shoes.
That's great.
George Strait is really on a pedestal there.
Yeah. Wow. That's good company to be with.
Good company. That's right.
Okay.
Amazing. Let's break because we want to get an update. We heard that the school board gave their last, or, you know, the Minneapolis Public Schools gave their last and best offer to the teachers. So we want, that's at 5:30. We are going to talk with somebody from the teachers on teacher's strike at 5:30. But coming up next, it's also a school topic. We're going to talk with Zeke Jackson about PSEO, public education in public school education, university level, doing it in high school. There are legislative hearings, and we are now learning that kids are not being given the right or the option to do this in school. Zeke's going to talk with us next. Your student in high school can get university level credits and education that they don't have to pay for if they're enrolled in the PSEO program. When I found out about this, I said, my kids are doing this. We have a raging problem with student debt in this country, but there are solutions if we only knew about them. This is free for all students. They can apply to any college. I'm talking from Normandale to the University of Minnesota. My oldest did this, got a full year's worth of credits. That's money that I am saving now that she is at the University of Wisconsin, because I don't have to pay for those extra credits. She already got them while she was in high school, and they counted for high school. They counted for college. And I am so grateful to the PSEO program in this state that offers that. We are now learning a study is showing that more than 60% of Minnesota school districts are not following the PSEO law. And what's the law, you ask? It means that the high schools have to let the kids know this option is available to them. It's just about awareness and letting them know, and it's not happening. This is terrible. So joining us now is Joe Nathan, who is the director for Center for School Change that PSEO is involved with. Also, Zeke Jackson. He was a former PSEO student. He's now at the University of Minnesota, and he is the author of this study. Joe and Zeke, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
You got it. So, Zeke, this is very troubling. Share with us what your study showed and how you got it done.
Yeah, so this is building off research that the Center for School Change has previously done. And so what we did is we looked at 390 different high school websites across the state to see whether they are sharing the information that the state law requires them to share with students. And so what we found is that only 40% of the websites we studied are sharing that up-to-date information required by state law.
Good grief.
So, Jordana, here's the problem. If a website doesn't tell students that are 10th graders that they can take the course, then how do the 10th graders know it? If it doesn't tell students that they can take career and technical courses, how do they know it? If it doesn't tell them that they can use their school computers, they don't even actually have to go to a campus to take a credit, college credit course. They could actually mm-hmm. be in their high school and use the computers. But if the high school doesn't tell them, then how do they know? And that's the problem. Right. And it's a state law.
Joe, this is Paul. Who has the obligation to tell them within each school? I understand about self-interest, right? People do, organizations do what's in their best interest. Is there a disincentive for schools not to tell kids that these things are available?
Paul, thanks for the question. The law is very clear that it is the responsibility of educators in this state. And this, by the way, has been reinforced for the last 7 years by every commissioner of education for the last 7 years, sending notes out to the directors of the superintendents and the charter school directors saying, this is your responsibility. So the dollars do follow the kids, but let's also remember that school districts have to pay for advanced placement, international baccalaureate, mm-hmm. college and schools. So yes, there is some money involved, but it's money that was given by the legislature to the schools to educate the kids. And this is a state law.
Okay.
So there's, and I just want everybody to be clear, does it take money away from the public schools if the kid chooses to do PSEO? Because the kid's still enrolled in high school.
Yes, it does. And the dollars follow the kids. However, even if students take full-time courses at the University of Minnesota or another public college or a private college, some of them are involved in this too, even if they do it full-time, the high school continues to receive some money. So it doesn't take all of the money away. Plus, this has been a bipartisan issue since 1985 when the law was passed. We're delighted that we have now both Democrats and Republicans who are hearing bills who are saying, yes, we believe in this program and we want to see this fixed.
Hey, Zeke, I'm just curious. Were you surprised by the research that you did? And how did PSEO save you money at the University of Minnesota? Just curious.
Yeah, so we had heard from students and alumni for many years that high schools weren't doing the best job of sharing information. So in that sense, I wasn't surprised, but I was surprised by the extent to which schools were not following the state law. Personally, the PSEO program was really helpful for me. I come from a smaller rural town, Little Falls, Minnesota, and so PSEO was a way for me to save time and money because I went into the PSEO program thinking I wanted to go into STEM. I wanted to study biology or genetics or something like that. And I got to have a volunteer position that I wouldn't have been able to get if I wasn't a PSEO student. Through that volunteer position, I learned that wasn't the path I wanted to go down. And I switched to more of a business and politics route now where I'm studying political science and entrepreneurship.
Wow.
Okay. How many credits did you get through PSEO, Zeke?
I earned 57 college credits before I graduated from high school.
Holy cow.
How many semesters is that?
That was 4 full-time semesters.
Good for you.
I mean, unbelievable. Again, we have a problem with student debt, and there seems to be something that can help out. So this is part of the solution. That's why I'm such a huge fan. And also, I have personal experience. By the way, gentlemen, my son just filled out his application for the U, so fingers crossed that his PSEO application. Yeah, we'll get accepted. Now, there's legislation surrounding this, and I understand there was a hearing last Wednesday, and there is a hearing this upcoming Wednesday. Joe, can you shed some light, or Zeke, on the legislation and what we should know as citizens?
Go ahead, Zeke.
Yeah, so there are several barriers to the PSEO program that we're trying to solve through this legislation. The bill in question, you're right, it was heard last Wednesday. We're testifying again this Wednesday to the Senate. The bill does three things. It first removes what we call the college gag rule. So under current state law, colleges actually aren't allowed to tell high school students that the PSEO program can save them money. We're trying to eliminate that part so that colleges can share information because high schools aren't.
That's
the
nuts.
Second part of the bill intends to really even the playing field as far as grade weighting goes. At some high schools, they have a system where if you're taking more rigorous classes, then you can get a higher GPA for taking those classes. And so a lot of high schools will weigh the grades of college.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In the schools or AP to other dual credit programs that are fantastic options, but they won't weigh the PSEO program. And a lot of the times students feel like this is coming back to this funding issue where that high schools are kind of incentivized by the PSEO funding formula to keep students in the high school. And that has a lot of far-reaching effects on a student's GPA, their ability to compete for scholarships, college admissions, so on and so forth. That's the second change. The third change has to do with how PSEO enrollment data is reported to the state. So the number of PSEO students that are reported to the state is much lower than the number of students who are PSEO students that are actually in the state. And that's because high schools can, it's kind of nuanced. Essentially, high schools can create their own PSEO contracts with colleges and follow a different funding formula for the PSEO program. And when they do that, they aren't required to report participation rates to the Department of Education. So we know for the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities in the state, in 2018, I have their enrollment information. They more than 50% of all their PSEO students are PSEO by contract, and none of that data is being reported to the Department of Education. And so the third change would simply say that they have to report that.
Yeah. And we have to wrap up because we're out of time. But other than just awareness, which is what we're doing here, go to Center for School Change, Google PSEO. The applications are closing in April. So kids need to apply. Joe, just in 30 seconds, what else do we need to know to wrap up?
Thanks very much for doing this. There's a lot more information on the People for PSEO website, including new research. students can apply until May 30th, but they need to know the facts. So we really appreciate your taking the time to encourage people to go to the Center for School Change or the Minnesota Department of Education or the People for PSEO website where they can get the facts.
All right.
Zeke Jackson and Joe Nathan, Center for School Change. Love having them on. God, that Zeke is impressive, man, right?
Paul, yeah.
He knows his stuff.
He knows what he's talking about. It is impressive, and I think we could all agree, less student debt, good thing.
Yes.
If your kid can skip a year and skip ahead, why wouldn't
it's
you do that? It's
why
just common
you?
Sense. Hey, we have an update on the Minneapolis teachers' strike. We'll find out where things stand right this moment next. Welcome back. The Minneapolis teachers strike in its 10th day. 10th school day missed as teachers and education support professionals continue their strike over a variety of subjects. Wages, mental health resources, class size caps. The district is saying that it has reached its financial limits. And we wanted an update. So we reached out to Sean Layden, ESP chapter president with the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers. Sean, great to have you with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. And by the way, Sean is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Sean, is there any good news to report? Are we getting closer to a deal?
You know, I think we don't say that we're done until the ink is dry, but I think there's reason to be hopeful. We saw the district over the weekend significantly increase their financial offer to our folks at our ESP chapter. There have been a lot of good conversations back and forth on some what were sticking points in our teacher chapter with the district, and we haven't quite seen what we need yet, but it seems like things are getting in the right direction and conversations. Telephone conversations have really changed, so yeah, I think we're optimistic. But of course, we gotta see how we land this thing.
Okay,
Sean, we were just hearing in the news that I guess the union said that you have received their last best offer. First of all, is that true? I know you just got out of a negotiation. This is why you couldn't join us like 45 minutes ago. But is that true? Is there any more room? And is that good enough?
Well, I think the district is able to say that. Talk to union negotiators around the country; they'll tell you that can change over time. But we definitely hear where the district's at this point. I think we're also looking at not just where money is going, but how it's being used. There are also some non-financial issues that we still need to resolve. You know, we have had a campaign around retaining and recruiting educators of color. And one of the reasons we say educators is because our education support professionals, we've got some issues when it comes to retaining our folks. About half of our unit don't have seniority rights or placement rights. And when you're talking about a school district like Minneapolis, as large as it is, and the need for a diverse workforce in our classrooms, we want to make sure that folks have the ability, if budget cuts happen at a particular building, that folks have a place to land somewhere else in the district. We have plenty of openings right now. It doesn't make sense for half of our unit to have seniority and placement rights and the other half to not have that. That's not a financial issue. And with the amount of time that we hear our district leaders talking about the need to recruit and retain educators of color, we want to say, it's time to come together and figure that piece out as well. So I think there are a couple of pieces here that we still need to get together. But like I said, I'm optimistic that we're pretty close.
Sean, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, having living wages for teaching assistants is a big deal. And I mean, for me, I look at the data and the average salary for a teacher in the Minneapolis School District, $71,000, which is 36th. In the state, there are other school districts in greater Minnesota that pay their teachers more or something equivalent that have a much lower cost of living than does Minneapolis. Can you put things into perspective for listeners and talk about what are the hot button issues? It's more than just salary, though, but that's part of the deal, right?
Well, it is. And, I think one of the things that we've tried to say is that, priority here, number one, is living wages for education support professionals. a new ESP coming into the Minneapolis schools, if you're a special ed assistant, a general ed classroom assistant, typically you're going to make about $24,000 a year. We've got to get that up. Yeah. Two-thirds of our members have two and three jobs. And, you know, you hear from licensed teachers, administrators, parents and families, right? We couldn't do this without you. So there's a disconnect there. So we're pleased to see the movement that the district has done so far. In terms of the license chapter, that's right. You know, we have fallen behind. Minneapolis was at one point, if not the top, one of the top paid teaching groups. But that really speaks to what we need to do. We've got a $9 billion surplus at the state level. Something's got to give over there, or we're going to continue to see school districts, whether it's in Minneapolis or in greater Minnesota or the suburbs, continue to have to make hard decisions, and our students go without what they need. I mean, you look at Minneapolis, we've got a $50 million special education cross-subsidy because we don't fully fund our special ed services that are required by law. We're probably about $15 million or so on our English language learners. So those are real issues that we've got to address. What we've been saying, though, is with the money that we have, particularly when it comes to the mental health supports that our teachers have been demanding at the bargaining table, particularly when we have $159 million from the federal government for COVID mitigation, what we're saying is the trauma of the last 2 years because of the pandemic, because of the murder of George Floyd, the uprising that's happened, and just school being so different, let's really put dollars where the Fed said we should, and let's get those mental health supports in place. Whether or not we can afford to do them long term, you know, that's up in the air. We're going to have those conversations, but we know that we can do them at least, you know, over the next couple of years that we have to spend this money that the federal government has sent to us to do this very, very thing. Now, you know, we've also made some progress in that areas, and we're appreciative of that. I mean, that's important, right? Guaranteeing a social worker in every building. And, you know, but we'd like to see some more movement there. So those are some of the sticking points. We're also very much interested. I think we're on the verge of, you know, seeing some of the most progressive language around making sure that we're balancing the need to recruit and retain teachers of color in particular, and make sure that we have a stable workforce, and that folks, you know, we're not having an incentive to use budget cuts to get rid of our more experienced or more expensive teachers when we have some tight budgets around the district. So I think that we're very close on that. And so that's another example of you know, why I've got some optimism that we're close here.
Good. Sean, yes. In the minute we have left, how soon do you think this can be over? And do you have a message for parents and students in Minneapolis?
Yeah, you know, I think, like I said, we're optimistic that this is close. I think each side has to let its guard down a little bit and be honest and vulnerable with one another and say this is what we absolutely can do and what we need. And I think we'll get there. I think if we have that honest tone and conversation, I think we can make a deal. And what I would say to families out in Minneapolis, we can't wait to get back. But we also know that the status quo in the Minneapolis public schools is not acceptable. And we've said this is about systemic change. And we're seeing some of that as a result of this strike. And I think we're going to continue to push for that with families, with parents. We appreciate all of the outpouring of support. Been out on the lines this morning and had lots of kids, lots of families out at different sites we were at. And that's great to see, and we appreciate it.
Well, that's an encouraging update, and we will keep our fingers crossed for you, for teachers, for the school district itself, that we can get kids back in classes. Sean Layden, ESP president, chapter president with the Minneapolis Federation of Teachers. Thank you for the update, Sean.
All right. Thanks.
You bet. And
it's been a long road. Hopefully it's at a end soon.
Oh, man, I hope so. A few show highlights, and you're hosting a special show about Women's History Month coming up at 6 o'clock, right? I mean, I want to
yes,
hear.
Yes, it's awesome.
I want to hear more about that when we come back. So I have questions coming up at 6:30, the Women's History Month.
6 o'clock.
At 6. Mm-hmm.
6:08, right after the news.
6:08, right after CBS. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. Vanita was part of this. Who else participated, Jor?
This is so fun. It was the women of CCO. So, yes, of course, Vanita, myself, Shaletta, Susie, and Laura Oaks.
Huh.
So the five of us sat down. This was a brainchild of our boss, Brad. And we each picked a topic that was near and dear to our hearts. And we talked. And it was, Paul, when I say it was like therapy. I love these women. You know, I've been here at CCO now 10 years. In June, it'll be 10 years. And wow. These are incredibly hardworking, caring, supportive, just truth tellers. And it was so great. And we all, of course, have relationships with each other, but it was so fun. I can't believe we haven't done it before, to sit down in honor of Women's History Month. Well, although we could have done it, we should do it on a monthly or quarterly basis, and just talk about what's important to us. Like, for example, we tried to focus on, you know, women's equity topics. So
sure.
Susie picked equal pay. So, you know, I told the story about how you and I, when we got hired to do the afternoon show, we negotiated together to get equal pay. And, what? You know, I...
Wait, yeah, what?
It was great.
What? Back up. Back that ship up. What?
It was a great story. No. And you can see that at Twitter, at Jordana WCCO. Yes. And WCCO, of course, is tweeting that out. And I picked, you know, illness at work. When you have an illness, and that got into family medical leave, when you have an illness, right. How do you manage that? You know, you're fighting to stay alive, and yet you also want to do good work. You don't want to be phoning it in. You want to be a member of the team. You want to be contributory. So how do you balance that? And how can workplaces be more, you know, I mean, CCO has been amazing.
Nobody on the planet has done that better than you have for the last year and a half, Jordana. You have never phoned it in. You always bring your A game, even when you're hurting. You are the definition of playing injured. I'm proud of you. I'm heartbroken for what you have to go through in your family, but you're getting it done, Jor.
So we talked about that. We shared about that. It was just an amazing, you know, women, or Vanita picked mentorship, you know, women mentoring women. And some of us came up through TV, and that was a super challenge. I mean, Paul, you came up through TV, you know, as a woman in TV, certainly in the 90s and the early 2000s, it was way more. I mean, it's competitive. Competition is a good thing, but it was cutthroat, man. You know, we told stories of how women in the makeup room would say to each other, "I'm after your job." And, you know, like, I mean, that's happened to all of us. And that used to be a real thing.
Real.
And now we're older and wiser. And I think women are just so much better at lifting each other up and supporting each other. And even, I mean, that got back to the equal pay. You know, we got to start telling each other how much we make. And I mean, I certainly do that. If a young mentee calls me and says, "Hey, what should I ask for? What should I do this?" Well, here's my salary. Let's take the stigma out of that. Let's start getting women paid what they're worth, or at least equality, you know, with men. So it's a fascinating conversation. It's literally in 10 minutes from now. So awesome. Please just stay tuned to CCO and you can hear us all chime in. And it was fun to be with the women for a while.
It's on the Odyssey app too, right? If people want to listen to that or send it to a friend, a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll be tuned in. Thank you, Jor. Good job today. Let's try it again tomorrow. Thank you. Be safe out there. God bless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, They deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.